somebody who makes me laugh. Tony Loves Food. $5.90 The Fan. Yes, that's Nickelback. I'm sorry, it made sense. It's Photograph. I saw it when I was looking for other Photograph songs.
Still.
I know, it's just like this band, it's like some people just, oh my gosh, Nickelback. I just can't stand it.
I like it.
Yeah, I always thought this was a decent song, but I think by looks around the room, I think it might be a 2-2 vote here. Jonathan doesn't look thrilled. Grover is, I don't know. He's
moving on.
Moving on. Anyway, we've got Jonathan and Stephanie Pollock, J. Pollock Photography and Cupcake Project Blog, and happy to have them here today. A great Saturday. Thank you for tuning in. If you're looking for something to do later today, I know where I'll be. 4:00, Schlafly Bottle Works. It's the Great Pumpkin Festival. So it's going to go from 4 until 9-ish, something like that. And they've got live music. They're doing pig roasts, chili cook-off. They got 5 local chefs, and you'll be able to taste and help pick a winner. The event is free to the public. So definitely a great thing. Schlafly Bottle Works over there in Maplewood, right next to one of my favorite restaurants, Achero. So great day to get out and drink some beer and have some chili and live music. It's just chilly enough for some chili. See what I did there? Yeah, I know. That was terrible. Anyway, so sweets, desserts, Thanksgiving. I mean, the turkey and the sides and all that stuff. Turkey kind of steals the show. But for me, I like getting to that dessert table.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you've got a lot of pies. It's pie season, I think, you know. And you think of pies a lot. Obviously, pumpkin pie, pecan pies, apple, you know, is good fall apple season. But what are some things that could be quote unquote non-traditional, or things, you know, that you could twist it up a little bit? You got any ideas like that, or things that you've seen or done yourself for Thanksgiving or so, anything?
I'm
going
to take it back to the turkey, because you said that's your favorite. And I want to tell you that I have actually made cupcake stuffing in a turkey.
Nice.
So you actually take the cupcakes and you bake them inside of your turkey to make a
really?
Cupcake stuffing. Yeah. Or you could do it out of the bird stuffing as well. But yeah, that's a crazy mashup if you want to go there.
Wow. So, you're literally just going to take cupcake.
You take your cupcake, not frosted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're stuffing the turkey with the cupcakes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it makes like a really sweet, good frost, good stuffing.
I feel like that probably came out of an abundance of cupcakes at the house one time, right? But sometimes the best things come out of that. You're like, all right, I got all this stuff. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of food, you know, is kind of that way. What do we do with this? You know, we've got this. What are we going to do with it? You know, and figure it out. So you mentioned cornbread.
Right. Okay. So back to the actual sweets.
Yeah.
That's a little strange, but I had to share it because we were talking turkey. But, yeah, cornbread, of course. I've got a great recipe. Well, they're in Fine Cooking Magazine, but I've been slowly publishing them to the blog as well. So if you don't have a chance to grab the magazine, cornbread, of course, is classic Thanksgiving kind of food. I make mine with sour cream.
Oh.
And it gives it like this really rich flavor. It's delicious. I really recommend it. And then as far as pecan pie, I've got a pecan pie recipe on my blog, which is really unique. And I think you might have actually tried this with the barbecue sauce in it. Does that sound familiar?
Oh, no.
It's really, really unique. By adding that barbecue sauce, like maybe it kind of sounds gross or something, but it adds this just little twang to it.
I bet it adds tang.
Nickelback.
Twang, tang.
Nickelback
adds the twang. You add the tang.
Tang. That's hilarious.
So
yeah.
I bet, though, it does add like that little thing that when you taste it, you're kind of like, what is that? Like, what do I taste in there?
Yeah. And I really like non-traditional pie crust. So instead of just doing like a normal pie crust, I do a brown sugar bacon shortbread crust on my pecan pie.
All right, I'm going to have to look at that because it's a pecan pie that I've been charged with for making this Thanksgiving. So I definitely am glad you just said that. So talk about that crust again.
Brown sugar bacon shortbread.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so making the pie crust, another thing that can be intimidating to people, but it's so so much. I love baking pies as well. And
you make some good pies.
Thank you. It's one of those things too. It's like you just got to get in there and try it, and you just got to not be afraid of it. And it's pretty straightforward. It can be, you know, there's the challenge of getting the results you want that the recipe is designed for. You got to be careful not to have too much fat or too little fat or too much water or too little liquid. And
how much you mix.
Is it going to be flaky enough? Is it going to be tough? Is it going to stay together when I try to cut the piece out? You know, that's where I think the challenge starts coming. But to whip it up and get it going, you know, do you have any tips for pie dough?
Yeah,
crust?
I mean, I will say that perfect pie crust that people think of that's really just light and flaky and, like you said, cuts perfectly, that's hard. Like, if you're, like, a beginning baker and you're one of those people that you're nervous about baking and are using the cake mix, maybe don't start there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest, because that is not – it can be a little challenging, because following the recipe doesn't always lead the result that you want, because a lot of it is getting – to feel right. Now, is your crust going to be bad? No. But will it be the perfect flaky crust the first time around? Probably not. I think the thing is that you want the two tips that I have: keep everything really cold.
Yeah.
That's really important. And don't over mix. Like, you want to actually still see pieces of butter when you're working. You don't want that butter totally mixed. And you
that's
don't
what
want
helps
it
keep it flaky.
That's what makes it flaky. Exactly. So you don't want it fully mixed in.
Yeah, one of my favorite cookbooks is the Bread Bible, and also the Pie and Pastry Bible. Excuse me, and I just love them, and they are that Bible is to take it a little far, maybe, but it's like a textbook, really. You can just grab a recipe and make a recipe, or you could get into this book and really learn about these things. And one of a good crust recipe that I started to use from that book, it's a cream cheese crust. And the idea of using the cream cheese, you have to use less water. And so it takes, because some of the guesswork out of what's the proper, you know, ratio to water and fat and everything like that. And it makes for a good mix of like flaky and tender and a crust that holds together and is easy to work with as well.
I have one that I really like on my blog that is made with mayonnaise, which I really like. And Jonathan got kind of tired of it because I was using it all the time because I really liked it. He's like, quit with the mayonnaise crust, try a different one. But I really like it. And it's the same kind of thing where it's much harder to screw up than some other pie crusts. It just works.
Keep it interesting. Don't use the same crust over and over and over again.
Well, that's one of the great things about that
pro tip,
is that she gives you tips on that. You know, like with this recipe, she would use this crust, and she would kind of tell you why. You know, with a savory crust, she'd use, or a savory recipe, she'd use something else. And
but the truth is that a lot of times I like shortbread crust better than typical flaky crust, because the crust itself has a flavor. Like, everyone uses graham cracker crust or Oreo crust, but you can make any kind of cookie into a crust, and it just adds such a different dimension to your pie than just having just a flavor. You know, I don't want to say flavorless, but, you know, it doesn't, no added flavor. Like, it's just butter as the flavor.
I'll make one with leaf lard. And it's great. I mean, that's like, you know, some baker's dream. Thank you, Grover. Baker's dream, you know, say, getting good leaf lard and stuff. It could be used for so many different things. And I had a bunch of this, you know, and I rendered it all and have jars of it and everything. But yeah, it's got this really clean flavor. So the crust is great and it works great. And it's great at room temperature, but there isn't a lot of like added flavor to it. And sometimes that's what you want. So this shortbread crust, are you talking, you literally take like shortbread cookies and you crumble them up, or
you're making like a cookie dough, exactly, and then you don't need to worry about rolling it out or anything, you're just pressing it into your pan, so it's really easy. This is something that anybody could do, so, and you can, you know, you can find your shortbread crust recipe, or just even like a regular shortbread recipe, really, and make it and press it into the pie pan, and you're gonna have something that people are going to go crazy for without having to go to the store and buy a pre-made crust or worry over, am I getting the temperature right? Am I getting the mixture right? Et cetera.
Yeah. So we got about a minute left here. So if someone were going to create the Thanksgiving cupcake, What do you have a go-to Thanksgiving cupcake, or what would that be?
I do. And Jonathan makes, he's going to laugh because he always laughs about this. But I literally take a pumpkin pie. I bake a pumpkin pie without a crust. So no crust at all. We're talking crust. Forget the crust. Make the pumpkin pie. When it comes out of the oven, you take the pie, put it in a piping bag, and use it as frosting. And so it's
pumpkin pie frosting is pumpkin pie.
Yeah, it is literally pumpkin pie. And I put it on an apple cobbler cupcake. So you've got the mix of the two. And it pipes like beautifully, like just like you would expect buttercream to. Because if you picture the texture of pumpkin pie, it's so thick and it pipes beautifully. And you've got pumpkin pie on your cupcake.
That sounds pretty awesome. And is that one that they can find at cupcakeproject.com?
Yes, pumpkin pie frosting.
That's great. So, again, we were with Stephanie Pollock and Jonathan Pollock, Cupcake Project blog, and Jay Pollock Photography. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and in their traditional websites. So I'm Tony Boozy Cruz, the Tony Loves Food Show. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Grover, thank you for running the board. I will be back next Saturday with another show. We're going to be talking more Thanksgiving stuff, talking more about the sides, maybe even a little bit more about desserts and baking and what you can do with those turkey leftovers other than just making sandwich after sandwich after sandwich. So thanks again for hanging out. Thanks for listening. Tony Loves Food, 590 The Fan. Everybody, enjoy the rest of their Saturday.